Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you to look down upon us and examine us and claim us as your very own children. We come, dear Father, asking you to continue to let us remain in the land of the living. And while we are here, help us to preach and teach the word of God so bold and so forcefully that we will evangelize the world. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will help us as your children to be willing to go, to be willing to stand on what's right, and to do all of the things that will make heaven our home. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, help us to continue to do all of the things that you have commanded of us, so as we go, we can make our calling and election sure as children of the Almighty God. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who are meeting and grouping in darkness, those who are lost, those who know not Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins. Help them, dear Father, to come back to the fold before it's everlasting too late, and help them to respond to the preaching and teaching of the word of the Almighty God. We're also asking you, dear Father, that you will help us as your children to love and care for all of those we come in contact with, to have the kind of love that the Savior had for us when he went to the cross to die. Help us, dear Father, as we go, to examine ourselves, to lay aside all of those weights that so easily beset us. Help us to examine ourselves, and if we find anything that shouldn't be, help us to take it out and straighten our lives. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will help us go in groups and in record numbers. For we know that Satan is roaring through this land like a raging lion, seeking whom he can destroy. And as we come in contact with him, let us stand firm on the word of God to beat and defeat him. We're also praying, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, let us continue to support our preacher brothers who stand so forcefully and declare your word. We pray, dear Father, that we will always be willing to come out and sit at the feet of the ministers so they can make their calling and election sure. So as they go, they can give full proof of their ministry while here on earth that they live. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go, that you will help us lock hand in hand and arm in arm and care for each other as we should know. We also pray, dear Father, as we, your children, go, that you will help us go and see our sick, our shut-in, those in prison, those who are without homes, and those who've given up on life. Help us to bring a word of encouragement to those souls so they can turn around again and become a part of this noble and mighty effort that we're extending out to the world. We're also praying, dear Father, as we extend this invitation to all of the people who walk on the top side of God's green earth, that they will humble themselves, gain a spirit of repentance, and come back and ask, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, for all of our sick and our shut in. We're asking you to visit them, to touch them. We know a lot of our warriors don't walk with us anymore because sickness has crept in and knocked them down. Lift them back up, Father. Give them back their most needed and wanted help so they can become a part of this mighty army marching on to heaven with us. We're also praying, dear Father, as we go as your children, let us reach out and touch every soul that we can. Let us snatch them out of the hands of Satan and take them to heaven with us. And if we've done all of these things that you have commanded of us, we're asking that you will grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praises to you high and holy name, now and forevermore. Let us all say amen.